弟兄们平安
，Peace to you, brothers and sisters。
今天我们要阅读的经文是取自提摩太后书第一章一到十八节。
The passage to be studying this morning is taken from the book of Second Timothy. We'll be reading from actually chapter 1, verses 1 through 18.
第一到第八节由我来读，然后第九到十八节我们请 Vincent 弟兄来读。奉上帝旨意。按照基督耶稣所应许的生命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。第二节，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父上帝和我们的主基督耶稣归给你。第三节 ，verses three， 我感谢上帝。就是我借续祖先用纯洁的良心所侍奉的上帝，在祈祷中昼夜不断地想念你。 Verses 4， 我一想起你的眼泪就急切想见你，好让我满心快乐。第五节，我记得你无畏的信心，这信心先存在你外祖母罗以和你母亲尤尼基的心里，我深信也存在你的心里。 Verse 6， 为这缘故，我提醒你要把上帝借着我安守所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为上帝赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，而是刚强、仁爱、自知的心。 Verses 8， 所以不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要靠着上帝的大能，以我为福音同受苦难。
Verse 9， He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace.This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald, an apostle, and a teacher. That's why I'm suffering as I am, yet that is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him until that day.What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you and guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Verse 15, you know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including Pygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains.On the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me. Verse 18, may the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. You know very well in how many ways he helped me in fishes.
让我们再一次祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神。
Dear Heavenly Father.
当我们翻开圣经阅读和聆听你话的时候，
Lord, when you flip through the Bible and actually read your words,
愿你的灵帮助我们，无论是讲的、听的，都能够说得清楚、听得明白。
And may your Spirit continue to guide us that what we read and what we hear, that we be indeed be able to comprehend and understand what you're trying to tell us.
并从话语中得到帮助，在生活中也活出来。
And that we're able to actually glean help from the words that we read, that we study, and we'll be able to live out your words in our daily lives.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
This prayer we commit in your hands and in your name, in Jesus' name.
我想在上个星期，十月七号，我们都很清楚，主要说发生了，就是在巴勒斯坦这边呢，这个伊斯兰主义的这个运动组织哈马斯，它发射了5000多枚的这个火箭呢。去突袭以色列。
So I'm sure by now we're all familiar what happened last Saturday on October 7th. A Hamas, which is a Palestinian Islamic political and military organization, they launched a surprise attack on Israel, firing thousands of missiles at the country.
我们也知道他们也派遣了这个武装分子呢，是越过这个 国界去到以色列呢去造成很多人的这个死亡。
And we're also aware that they have dispatched armed militants across the border into Israeli territory, resulting in countless casualties.
哈马斯呢这次能够突击成功呢有些人说除了可能以色列的这个情报系统呢有出了一些漏洞之外。
And Hamas was able to execute this surprise attack successfully, I think,the media has reported that there has been failures of Israeli intelligence and security infrastructures over this period.
另外原因也是会很多。
And there are other reasons as well.
但是我们也发现到这一天刚好是这个赎罪日战争的50周年的这个日子。因为记载呢曾经在1973年发生过这样赎罪日的战争。
But coincidentally, we are also aware that that day it marked the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, as recorded in the history book as the October War of 1973.
如果大家对赎罪日一些认识的话，就知道说，或许是因为哈马斯他们能够了解说犹太人的这个信仰节期的传承呢，赎罪了这天呢是以色列算是处于最弱的一个就是战备的这个状态。
I think for those of us who are familiar with history, I think as well as in the case of Hamas, I think they too are very familiar with the passing on of the Jewish calendar from generations to generations, that this day of atonement would render Israel actually most vulnerable from a military preparedness perspective.
从这个荧幕上，大家看到犹太人的这个年历的这个节期呢，有几个节日呢是特别隆重和神圣的，赎罪日呢是其中一个。
So the Jewish calendar that we've showed here, there's several dates, key dates and events which are deemed solemn and holy, of which the Day of Atonement is one.
它有逾越节，有祝棚节，看到那个一个箭头的呢，就是赎罪日的那个节期。
So, of course, Pentecost, Passover as well included, and the arrow pointed to the Day of Atonement.
在现今呢，在赎罪日的这一天呢，以色列他们算是属于说是放假的这个状态。
So on that day, the entire country would be on a standstill.
然后呢，虔诚的犹太教徒呢，他们都会实行什么呢？禁食，或者是说避免使用这个武器，或者是电子的器材等等。
And on that day, the faithful Jewish congregations would abstain from food and drinks. They would also refrain from using military as well as electronics equipment.
而许多的士兵呢，也会在这个节期呢，去回到家过节，或者是说去庆祝这个节日。
And so there are a lot of military personnel as well. On that day, they'll return home to observe or celebrate that day.
因此他们的防御的这个能力呢就变得很薄弱，也容易受到了这个攻击。
And therefore, you can see that their defensiveness would be weakened and rendered them more vulnerable to attacks.
但是不论怎么样都好，战争发生的原因也是很多，我们都不希望说看到这个战争的这个发生。
So regardless of what it may, and there are certainly a lot of reasons as to why wars happen, we just do not like to see conflicts and wars.
所以呢，我们也祈求上帝能够眷顾跟保守呢，就是战争很快真的是能够停止下来。
And indeed, we pray that God will continue to watch over and safeguard that this conflict will come to an end in the near term.
刚才我们有提到说，犹太人他们信仰节期有这样一个传承。
And certainly we just discussed that there is a passing on from the Jewish the religious calendar from generations to generations.
今天我们所读的这段经文呢，也让我们感受到这个信仰遗产传承的这个浓厚的这个味道。
And the passage that we studied this morning certainly gave us the sense, the notion and significance of the passing on of this legacy of faith.
尤其当我们看到保罗说他表示很渴望见到这个提摩太，然后也希望说能够透过多方面的勉励或者是呼吁来去帮助跟坚定提摩太这个将福音的使命信仰跟生命见证呢能够传承下去。
That indeed we could see that Paul longed to see Timothy and to be in a position to actually encourage, to aid, to help, and to strengthen him in various aspects so that this gospel mission, the faith and the testimony we passed on.
可能我想问一下就是说为什么保罗他要在这个特别在提摩太后书呢要如此的叮咛跟去嘱咐提摩太呢？
I think the question perhaps is why did Paul want to actually urge Timothy in such a manner in this epistle?
弟兄姐妹们觉得是什么的原因呢？
Why do you think that's the case?
其实它的原因是有很多。
And certainly again, there are many reasons underlying this.
让我们先从写这个提摩太后书的这个背景来讲起。
But let's begin with the backdrop of the time in which this epistle was written.
我们看了之后就知道说，当时候其实保罗和这个教会处境跟社会呢，当时候是处于充满考验和这个危险的。
We're aware that at that time, Paul, the church as well, were in a precarious predicament, under severe trials and subject to a myriad of dangers and risk.
我们看第一点就是保罗呢，在这个提摩太后书写的时候呢，他其实是再次呢被抓起来，关在监狱里面，然后等待这个判决。而且保罗也预估说，他可能不久后呢就会为主殉道被杀。
So the first point being, at the time this epistle was written, Paul is again imprisoned, just awaiting sentencing by the Roman government. But at the same time, he did have an inkling that he would soon be martyred.
而在主后64年呢，就是说当时候在罗马城的时候发生了一场的大火。
And in 64 AD, the Great Fire of Rome broke out.
你们有读历史的知道，大概是那时候的罗马皇帝是谁去可能被怀疑是放这个大火吗？
And those who are familiar with history, do you recall exactly which emperor at that time was suspected to allegedly behind the fire?
知道哪一位皇帝吗？
Anyone?
Yeah, Nero 皇帝。
So Emperor Nero.
可是呢，尼禄皇帝那时候归的时候要转移视线，他说：“哦，不是，这些呢是基督徒放的火。”
So Emperor Nero, in an attempt to divert attention, actually shifted the blame onto the Christians.
所以就很多当时基督徒啊被定罪、被抓，然后甚至殉道。
And therefore, that resulted in many Christians being arrested, convicted, and even martyred.
这边有一幅的图画是这个法国的一个画家呢，还去画了这一幅叫做基督教殉道者最后的祷告这幅画。
So this all painting we have on the screen, it's drawn by a French artist by the name of Jean-Léon Jérôme, and it's titled The Christian Martyr's Last Prayer.
而这幅画呢，就很我看到就很完整的去表达出当时的情形。
And it depicted the setting and circumstances of this persecution of the Christians at that time.
在右手边那边，你看到十字架有些火被烧起来，就是当时候呢，那些基督徒呢遭受这个火刑，这样子被烧。
So you can see on one side that there were Christians who were on the cross, and at that time they were smeared with pitch and being set ablaze.
然后再往这边走呢，就是看到有很多基督徒被钉在这个十字架。
And you can see as you move on, that there are Christians who are on the cross who have been executed.
然后中间呢，就有一群的这个基督徒呢在祷告。
And in the midst of all this, there were a group of Christians who are praying.
然后呢，台上坐满了很多那些罗马的这个观众去看他们受刑。
And the arena was certainly packed with Romans who are there to witness this martyrdom.
然后呢，在看到这个地的上面开始有从地下面有这些野兽要跑出来。
And you can see the evidence that we see wild beasts emerging from the underground tunnel.
就是准备了要去攻击跟去咬这些的基督徒。
So amping to devour and tear these Christians into pieces.
而你看到后面背景的那一边呢，有黑黑的那个地方呢，就是当时候的那些的神庙跟那些罗马里面的那些的偶像。
And in the distance, through a dark lens, you can see a colossal statue as well as the temple within Rome at that time.
所以如果你从这样一个所了解的这个处境里面看的时候呢，就知道说为何当时候呢有些基督徒会说会离弃保罗，或者是说和他的同工呢都不敢去承认跟说认识他。
So you can see just from this depiction as to why certain believers would be unwilling to associate themselves with Paul and his co-workers at that time.
因为当时候说，如果你很公然说，你甚至说，我是基督徒，你可能呢就会被抓、被捕，然后呢甚至会有被折磨致死的危险。
Because if anyone at that time was willing to be identified as Christians in public, as you can see, they would be at risk of being arrested, convicted, or even martyred.
而第四点呢，在当时的罗马的帝国， 这时候十字架呢，其实是属于一种就是耻辱、愚昧的一种的象征。
And point four, in the Roman Empire at that time, the cross was actually a symbol of shame and ignorance.
你还说要为那个被钉十字架的耶稣来做见证？哇，对当时的罗马人来讲，或者不信主的犹太人看着说，这是一种的叫做羞耻。
So from the perspective of the Jew, non-believing Jews or the Romans at that time, to witness for the gospel of this Christ was crucified on the cross was perceived to be disgraceful and shameful.
因为当时政治环境、社会环境，很多基督徒被抓了，所以呢，在当时候，以弗所的教会的假教师呢，就趁这个时候呢，来去诋毁说保罗，你看这些很去贬低这一个提摩太。
Because at that time, there were a large number of Christians who had been imprisoned because of the word, and therefore it opened up a window for these false teachers and officials, and they capitalized the opportunity to fully slander Paul and disparage Timothy.
So this is 当时候的这个教会跟社会的处境。
So this was the backdrop, the social setting of the church at that time.
它有一点像，就好像说在六号一战，如果你有参加这个六号一战，我给大家所看过电影这个 Silence 一段的视频一样。
So this mirrors a part of the video that we saw at the retreat last year from the film, taken from the film Silence.
This year.
The Silence.
当这些所谓的说基督徒，他们去在官员面前说啊，我是基督徒。我承认的话，他们就要被处死。
So when they're being interrogated by the officials, if they admit to being Christians, they will be prosecuted on the spot.
所以面对这么糟糕的这个危险的处境，如果是换成是你跟我的话，请问我们会不会还在这些所谓官员的面前说，我要坚信相信耶稣基督，然后我要去维护信仰的传承？
So in the face of such a set of, in a perilous set of circumstances, if we were in their shoes, would we persist and hold strong to our faith, our belief and our Christian faith, and to strive to uphold, this inheritance of, passing on of the legacy of faith?
表示说就是你准备说连命都不要了，我就是为了要说我是承认是基督徒，我要去维护信仰的传承。请问你当时如果是你的话，你会说会还是不会？
The question therefore is if you're in their shoes at the expense of your life, would you be willing to uphold your faith, safeguard this inheritance and the passing on of the legacy of our faith?
想问一下，如果你不用举手了哦，如果是你说当时如果还换成你说会的话，你点点头就可以了。我觉得这个问题不容易回答，对吗？
So it's not an easy question to answer.
所以从另外一个角度看，其实当时保罗知道自己他要即将离开这个世界。
And at that time, from a different angle, Paul knew that he was about to be called home.
然后又面对到当时候政治跟社会的这样一个糟糕的处境。
And then facing the a pretty difficult political as well as societal setting that they were in.
保罗想要说去帮助跟去坚定提摩太说啊，你要不以福音为耻，然后不要恐惧教会的异端和假教士，然后要持续将使命来去传承下去。我相信这是一个很迫切，但是一个很艰难、具挑战的一个要求来的。
So in that context, Paul certainly was desiring to help and strengthen Timothy to remind him not to be ashamed of the gospel.To not be fearful of the false teachers and the like in the church, and to persevere in this mission to hold true to the word, pass on the word, and all this, as you can see, is a pressing as well as a daunting mission and task.
传承重要吗？
Is it important to pass on this legacy?
弟兄们，传承重要吗？
Is it important, brothers and sisters?
我相信大家就认同传承是非常重要的。
I think all of us will concur that this is indeed critical.
在信仰的方面，我们更看到传承的重要性跟它的影响力。
And we can certainly see from this the significance and impact of this passing on of the faith.
从今天的经文，我们从保罗跟提摩太的身上都看到这个重要性跟影响力。
Again, in the lives of Paul and Timothy, we can glean the significance and impact of this passing on.
比如在经文第三节，他说：“我感谢上帝，就是我借续祖先用纯洁的良心所侍奉的上帝。”
And verse 3, it writes, I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did with a clear conscience.
如果从保罗的角度看呢, 从这个所谓的超越性和延续性的角度呢, 保罗他是将他的侍奉和他的经历呢, 跟这个旧约圣经呢, 连续的起来。
So looking at this through Paul's lenses, I think from the perspective of continuity, we can see that Paul weaved and connected his service, his experiences with the Old Testament scriptures.
显示出保罗的服事呢,和他的信仰呢,都是从古至今呢,是一脉相承下去的。
They illustrated that Paul's labor, his service, and faith can be traced to a common origin from the ancient times to the present.
也就是说从旧约的一个发展到他的时代呢,都是一样的。
That it was consistent throughout from the evolution, the development of the Old Testament into all the way through Paul's time.
而那个对这个, 提摩太来说呢, 上个礼拜, 彩薇牧师已经很清楚告诉大家, 提摩太他从他的那个, 这个, 良好的背景之下呢, 他受到很大的影响。
Suddenly it was recalled from Reverend Xiaohui's sermon last week that Timothy's upbringing had a huge impact on his faith as well.
他的外祖母跟他的母亲呢,给了他很多的这个栽培,使到他呢,有良好的属灵的信仰的这个传承。
Because suddenly he was well nurtured by his mother as well as his grandmother, that he was able to grow strong in faith.
所以呢,保罗他了解提摩太,所以他希望提摩太呢,能够延续这样美好的传承呢,将这个福音跟信仰的重心呢,继续传承下去。
That Paul indeed understands Timothy, and he hoped that Timothy will pass on this commitment, this devotion towards his faith that he had gathered from his mother and grandmother.
但是我们也要知道说,我们认同说传承很重要,可是呢,传承也是很艰难的,也会让人感到害怕,恐惧的。
And certainly we concur that passing on of the legacy is critical, but at the same time, I think it's fair to say it's daunting, and it does lead to a sense of a nerve among the individuals.
所以呢,保罗就提出了三个这个勉励了,来帮助提摩太去面对可能他心里的害怕跟恐惧。
And Paul therefore put forth this three and encouragement to aid Timothy in facing or trying to address the inner fear and concerns that he has.
我们第一个看到就是从经文中我们知道他保罗给他的这个勉励就是有圣灵的帮助。
That I think you can see from the scripture that the first that Paul had shared is the help of the Spirit.
从经文我们看所读的第六、第七节跟十四节里面呢，保罗去告诉提摩太，面对任何的艰难跟挑战呢，只要领受了圣灵的浇灌跟帮助呢，我们服侍上帝的心呢。 会被火呢,被眺望起来。
That I think taken from the scriptures that we studied this morning, verses 6, 7, and 14, that Paul wanted to remind Timothy that if we're willing to accept the nourishment and help from the Spirit, that our resolve towards serving the Lord would be akin to being fanned into flame.
在福音的事工上呢,也不会胆怯,就你会刚强,然后呢,也会充满力量,知道怎么去应对任何的这个困难。
That will not be fearful, but instead recognize and experience the power to be filled with strength and be discerning as to know how to manage and tackle obstacles in our mission work.
重要的是呢,我们所依靠的圣灵呢,也帮助我们能够守住正道,并且忠心将这个信仰呢,的传承给下一代。
Then importantly, I think we pray that the Spirit that whom we rely upon and trust will continue to help us stay true, keep a word true, and faithfully pass on to the generations to come.
所以这是保罗给他第一个勉励说有圣灵的帮助。
That this is the first encouragement that Paul had given Timothy, the help of the Spirit.
然后第二呢,给他的这个勉励就是在第八节。
And the second encouragement is taken from verse 8.
保罗告诉提摩太说,我们不要以十字架的福音为耻,这福音呢,反而是充满了上帝的大能。
That we should not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, but instead, the gospel is actually filled with the power of God.
为什么说是充满上帝的大能呢?
What does he say that the gospel is a manifestation of the Lord's power and might?
因为呢,福音是讲述耶稣基督从死里复活战胜了死亡。
Because we know that Christ was raised from the dead and he prevailed over death.
耶稣的复活带给了我们永生, 复活的确据, 然后以及天国的盼望。
And Jesus' resurrection brings about the assurance of our resurrection, as well as our obtaining this eternal life, as well as our yearning for the heavenly kingdom.
而且呢，复活也带给我们说，我们能将来能够领受这个荣耀的这个不会朽坏身体的这个盼望跟应许。
And this resurrection as well assures us that we'll receive a body in the distant future that is not perishable as well as is raised in glory.
所以呢，从将来角看看的话，就说福音呢是充满了上帝的大能，因此呢，我们今天能够为复活的主耶稣基督来做见证呢，是应该感到荣耀的，而不是感到羞耻。
We can see the impact of this resurrection. Therefore, we should feel honored when we witness for this crucified Christ as opposed to a sense of shame and disgrace.
另一方面，我们也能够靠着上帝给予的大能给予我们的帮助呢，我们能够在各种的苦难中能够站立得稳。
Again, the critical point being we have to rely on the strength and might gifted by our Lord that will allow us to stand firm amidst the difficulties that we'll face when we spread the gospel.
然后第三呢，透过经文第十二节呢，来去保罗要告诉提摩太说，因为基督的在您呢，所以你能够去继续做着传承的工作。
And Paul wanted to remind Timothy through verse 12 that because of the second coming of Christ, that Timothy would be able to continue on this passing on of the legacy of faith.
保罗他能够说在面对各种的苦难，他仍然能够说去心智坚定，也能够忠于他的呼召，然后勇敢继续宣讲福音呢，因为他知道他基督会再次的来到。
Because in spite of the many pain points that Paul might be facing, he stood firm with determination. He stayed faithful to his calling, resolutely carried on to spread the gospel because he knew that Christ would return.
因为他也对自己所信靠的这位上帝的认识很清楚，然后也很了解，就是透过他的这个生活的经历所经历到这位上帝。
Because through his own walk of faith, his many experiences that he had along the way, he had an unambiguous understanding and knowledge of our God.
因此呢，保罗能够将他所要做的事情交托给这位上帝，而且呢，他也确信，当耶稣基督第二次再来的时候呢，他能够完成他所给他的这个使命。
That indeed Paul was therefore able to commit all matters large or small to God, that at the time when Christ returns, he will be able to complete the commission that he had been given.
并且呢，最后能够向这位耶稣基督交账，然后赢得这个公义的冠冕的奖赏。
That at that time he will be able to give an account to Christ and at the same time be awarded the crown of righteousness.
所以在提摩太后书第四章的时候，第八节他这么说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And it's captured in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
然后在这个第一章的最后一段呢，有提到一个叫做亚瑟尼弗的这个人。
And towards the end of this chapter that we studied, there's an individual by the name of Onesiphorus was discussed.
在当时候，罗马政府已经在开始迫害了这个基督徒。
And at that time, we were aware that the Roman government had started to persecute Christians.
很多人都害怕说，这个因为基督教受到的连累，或者是说，处在这个艰难的处境。
And certainly a lot of people were afraid of being associated with Christians and that would in turn lead them into a difficult situation.
可是我看到这一位亚尼士弗，他本身呢却仍然心中还是很勇敢的四处去打听说，诶，究竟保罗的处境怎么样。
But not this honest forest, he was fearless, he was proactive in trying to seek out information about Paul.
而且还冒着危险说去找这个保罗，然后甚至去到保罗身边给他这个慰问跟这个鼓励。
And risking his own life, he actually sought out Paul and instead actually offered words of consolation and encouragement to Paul.
我相信不论在哪一个时代，教会的领袖都希望身边有这样的一位同工。
I think irrespective of the era that we live in, I think any church leaders would hope that we have a co-worker just like him.
然后带着刚强勇敢的心呢，来在福音或者是传承的事上呢，来献上一份力量或者付出。
That indeed with a strong, a courageous heart to bring forth efforts as well as sacrifices in the passing on of this legacy to spread the gospel.
当然，我们也希望身边有一位像这个亚尼士福的这样人呢，成为我们的陪伴者或者是一个好的同工。
And then certainly we hope for each of us to have someone like him in our midst to walk with us as a co-worker to spread the word.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们都大家认同传承很重要。
Brothers and sisters, we all concur that passing on is important.
但是信仰的传承呢，也是一个迫切又具这个挑战艰难的使命或者是一个任务。
But at the same time, passing on the legacy of faith is a daunting and yet a pressing task.
当我们要在谈论传承的时候呢，可能我们也有几个问题要去思考或是去询问的。
And when we discuss this notion of passing on, I think there are certain questions that we should ponder and reflect upon.
你我有什么是值得传承下去？
What do you and I have inherently which are worthy of being passed on?
下一代是否说也非常认同或者愿意说将你跟我认为重要的传承的事物能够继续去传递跟发扬光大？
Is the next generation on the same page? And does it have the same resolve, the same willingness to continue to pass on that you deem as important and to bring it to even perhaps greater scope of development?
而面对到整个社会、世界这个大环境的迅速的改变或者是这个发展，我们所谓的传承是否是符合我们新时代的需求或者追上时代的步伐？
So in view of this constant changes and development in the world around us and the society around us, what we are passing on aligned with the signs of the times and adequately address the needs of the times that we live in.
以喜莲堂今年我们庆祝140周年作为一个例子。
So if you take the 140th anniversary of Jubilee Church as an example,
我们除了说要为上帝献上感恩之外，我们也为做喜莲堂面对新时代的挑战，以将来的需要呢，做一个主理牧师，我也提出了未来十年我们要去的这个前瞻的这个愿景。
So, in addition to giving thanks to God for His leadership, His guidance, providence over the last 140 years, as senior minister looking ahead, I have a 10-year framework, a vision for the church just in the roads ahead.
有个好消息告诉大家，就是我们在年初开始说为做三件事情来去向弟兄们说能够以爱心奉献支持的这个事工这个事项呢，我们在十月份之前呢已经全部达到这个要去募的这个款项。
So the, if you recall, Reverend Ray Kung had shared at the beginning of the year, there are three items that were part of this,effort that we needed fundraising for, all three items, including digital IT infrastructure and so forth, the fundraising requirements have been met in October.
我们将一切的荣耀归我们的神，我们掌声归于他。
And all glory to God.
当然我还要谢谢弟兄姐妹们，你们的在爱心的这个祷告和这个奉献的支持。
And certainly we want to thank brothers and sisters for your prayer support as well as your financial support.
然后我们在这个十年的这个愿景里面会分成三个部分。
And there are three aspects of this forward-looking vision that we have for the church.
第一个是传承。
First, passing on the legacy of faith.
第二是传扬福音。
Second, spreading the gospel.
第三就是具体去推动跟落实喜莲堂的意向跟使命。
Third is the concrete furtherance and implementation of this vision and mission of the church.
然后我们今天呢，特别是讲这个传承。
And today we focus on this topic of passing on.
我们这个传承最紧急要去做的事情呢，就是我们要去物色跟栽培未来的这个教会的领袖。
Actually, the most pressing part of this passing on evolves around identifying, prospecting, fostering, and training leaders of the future.
我们共有分成四个层面，就是教牧、长职，还有各个事工跟区会的领袖。第四就是我们要强化跟专注发展年轻人的事工。
So we can look at it from four different angles: the pastoral staff, the session members, the five major ministries and zone leaders, as well as the youth ministry as a focus of resource allocation and development.
告诉第一个就是说为什么讲教牧呢？
And perhaps you ask, why are we talking about the pastoral staff?
你可以算一下我们教牧现在平均的年龄几岁，你知道吗？
Take a guess as to how what's the average age of the pastoral team in Jubilee Church today?
几岁？ 我们有三个 part time， 只有四个 full time 现在。
So we have 7 in total, three of which are part time.
然后都准备要退休了。
And getting ready to retire.
我们平均年龄超过50岁以上。
The average age is above 50.
这不是一个很年轻的团队，是属于迈向比较年长的一个团队了。
So only we can see that this is an aging pastoral team.
所以我们需要来去赶快物色这位这年轻的教牧。
And only we need to seek out younger pastoral staff members.
而我们也看见我们的长职方面也需要更多的去还没看到更多领袖起来，所以我们也要花这个时间跟精力祷告，去希望更多这个长职起来。
So only we see the same situation with the elders and deacons that we have not seen any significant emergence of young leaders in the session. So it's something that we have to commit in our prayer.
到现在为止，我们还没找到宣教事工的主席。
And at this point, we still have not found someone who help spearhead the mission ministry.
然后我们现在的服侍事工，社区的这个事工呢，我们是属于冻结，没有在做这一两年。
And part of this five major ministries, the service ministry as well as the zonal leadership or zonal ministry, the past couple of years is somewhat on a standstill.
所以这因说很多原因之下，年轻人也开始的流失。
And there are certainly a lot of reasons, including the attrition of the younger generation.
所以我们更需要来去做更多强化跟专注年轻的事工。
That we therefore have to strengthen and emphasize the development of the youth ministry.
所以因为这样的情况，我们为什么在去年还有前年，我们就开始去构思、去推展这个从摇篮到摇篮和这个叫做伙伴同行系统的这个项目。
And this underlies the reason as to why we were pushing the development of initiatives over the last couple of years, including cradle to cradle as well as this buddy system.
因为如果 我们在这个传承方面做得不好的话，我们就难有足够的资源能够继续去推动、去发展、完成上帝国所托付给洗莲堂的使命跟任务。
Because if this passing on is not done well in the years ahead, it's clear that it would be more difficult for us to muster sufficient resources to continue to push forward to develop and complete the gospel ministry and the mission that God has entrusted Jubilee Church.
洗莲堂非常需要去寻找提摩太和这个亚尼士弗。So
we need Timothy's and Onesiphorus among our midst.
请问他们在哪里？
And the question is, are they here? Where are they?
如果你知道，可以告诉我吗？
If you do know of any, please share with us.
我想去找提摩太跟亚士尼弗在洗莲堂。
I want to find the Timothy, the Onesiphorus in Jubilee Church.
请在祷告中也纪念这件事情。
And please commit this in your prayer as well.
可能你请大家问问你左右前后，请你问他们说，请问你是提摩太吗？
Perhaps you can ask those around you, are you Timothy?
请问你是亚士尼弗吗？
Or are you Onesiphorus?
来问一下，彼此问一下，来对问一下。
Take a step at it and can ask.
还是说，你知道他在哪里吗？
Or if you do you know where he or she may be?
这是我们洗莲堂未来10年我们要面对的一个挑战。
And this is certainly a daunting challenge that Jubilee Church will have to face in the coming years ahead.
请大家在祷告中继续的不断的纪念这件事情。
And please continue to remember this and keep this in your prayer.
在我们的生活中，我们有许多事情都是具艰难挑战的使命跟任务。
So I think in all aspects of our lives, I think we face many daunting challenges and tasks.
包括传承在内。
And so that includes these passing on.
但我相信说，上帝会眷顾，以保守，也按着他的怜悯呢，信实给予带领跟帮助我们。
But I certainly trust that God would continue to watch over and safeguard, and in accordance with His mercy, His faithfulness, He will continue to lead and help.
只要我们认真去做，然后去尽我们责任应该去做的，其他的事情我可以交托给上帝。
That we just fulfill, do what we can, what we do have to do, and we commit the rest in God's hand. I think He will take care of the rest.
因为通过今天经文的信息，给保罗给于提摩太的勉励，我相信对我们也有很大的这个勉励。
I think we can learn from the encouragement that Paul had for Timothy as far as kind of what that could mean as far as a fallback or support or help in when we run into difficult times.
当我们在信仰或者生活上面对任何的艰难的时候，我们能够有这个盼望跟依靠。
That when we run into challenges in our walk of faith, our day-to-day life, we have this, again, this fallback, this support that we can look towards.
因为我们相信有圣灵的帮助。
Because we trust that there'll be help from the Spirit.
因为我们相信上帝的大能会在我们当中去彰显出来。Amen.
Because we know that the might and the strength of the Lord will prevail in our lives.
而且我们能够坚持下去，因为我们知道我们将来会见主的面，因为基督的再临。
Because we also will persist because we are well aware that we'll see Christ again when He returns.
只要我们相信跟依靠上帝坚持到底呢，他必定会加添足够的恩典跟能力呢给我们。
As long as we trust and lean on the Lord until the very end, He will continue to give us grace and strength.
借助领受圣灵所浇灌带来的这个帮助还有这个能力呢，以及上帝大能的作为，虽然前方很多的困难，但是我们永不退缩。
So with the help from the Spirit as well as the manifestation of the strength of God, even though the road ahead might be difficult, we will not retreat.
并且能够坦然的去应对跟胜过我们的问题，我们的困难。
But instead, we should be able to address the challenges, the difficulties in an undisturbed fashion and prevail.
在人看为所很多不可能的事情，可是在上帝却都能。Amen.
What seems impossible with man is possible with God. Amen.
在圣经的故事里面看到耶利哥城不可能被去攻占的，但是就是倒在他们的面前。
So we saw that many a times that the things that seemed impossible actually did happen.
但摩西带领以色列过红海的时候，不可能的事情，但是上帝却将红海分开，让他们过了红海。
So you can recall the incidents including Moses and the Red Sea.
当但以理在这个狮子坑里面的时候，他却能够得到上帝的大能的保守，他不被咬死。
Daniel and the lions den, that he was protected by God and indeed he was not devoured by the lions.
而在今年我们在庆祝140周年的时候，我看到很多的见证，我会在10月30号跟大家来分享，就是很多人开始说不可能的啦，不能的啦，我告诉你全部都可能了。
That Reverend Ray Kwan will share more testimonies at year-end lunch from church members who have actually seen the works of God in their life. Things that seemed impossible with man was totally possible with God.
邀请大家记得12月30号一起来。
That please, again, the invitation to all of you to join us on December 31st.
也告诉大家我们剩下的那个座位不多了，好像听说只有10座而已，到上个礼拜为止。
And again, the seats are running fast, selling out fast, so there are only 10 tables left, so please sign up.
但愿我们在见主面的时候，我们都能够像保罗这样，如此说，那美好的仗，违抗已经打过了，当跑的路违抗已经跑尽了，该信的道违抗已经守住了，但愿我能够这么讲。
So when Christ returns, I think we pray that every one of us will be able to say, I've fought the good fight, I've finished the race, and I've kept the faith to Him.
但我们每个人都能够像保罗讲哦，跟主说，我能够做到这一些。
Then indeed, each of us will be able to say to God, give an account to Him that I was able to accomplish all this.
最后有两节的经文，希望能够成为今天大家可以背起来的，然后在将来的生活里面，不管任何事情，我们都能够以这两节经文成为我们自己的勉励跟帮助。
So there are just two verses we have selected from the passage this morning that we hope you will keep at the back of your head as a source of strength and encouragement when we run into difficulties in our lives.
那我们一起来念第七节好吗？
Let's read verse 7 together.
中文英文都可以。一二三。
First for the Spirit.
因为上帝赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，而是刚强、仁爱、自制的心。等一下，我们再念多一次，背起来。因为上帝赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，而是刚强、仁爱、自制的心。呀，愿神帮助我们。第二，第十二节的下半节啊。
Second half of verse 12.
因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全他所交托我的，直到那日。非常好，我们再背多一次，将那个背起来。一二三，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全他所交托我的，直到那日。阿门。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的父神。
Heavenly Father,
感谢你透过今天提摩太后书第一章的信息。
We thank you for the message taken from Second Timothy chapter 1.
让我们知道我们在面对任何事情的时候
that in whatever situations or predicament that we might be in,
特别是可能看似危险艰难的这个处境的时候
particularly in the face of daunting, difficult challenges,
我们知道我们有圣灵帮助我们。
We know that we have the help of the Spirit.
我们知道上帝的大能与我们同在，也彰显在我们当中。
We know that the might, the strength of the Lord is with us and it manifests in us.
以致我们有刚强的心，能够去面对生活跟信仰上任何一切的困难跟挑战。
That we are able to face up to the challenges, the daunting task ahead of us with a strong and brave heart.
我们能够坚持下去，能够勇敢的去走这个信仰的道路，因为我们知道基督会再来。
We're able to persist and walk this walk of faith because we know that Christ will return.
我们将会带着这个你所托付给我们的这个使命任务，我们能够带着感恩的心，然后你面前说，我已经完成你所要去做的事。
That we are I'm able to take this commission this that you have given to us.And be able to tell you I would have completed this.
也愿你帮助我们，特别是喜年堂这个传承的这个事情，我们完全的交托在主的手里。
That indeed, Lord, we commit this initiative of passing on this legacy of faith at Jubilee Church into your hands.
我们恳求你，我们向你来呼求，求你赐给喜年堂更多的提摩太，更多的亚尼士福。
That Lord, indeed, we pray that you would actually grant many Timothys and Omnis Fours to Jubilee Church.
让你上帝国的这个事工能够在喜年堂继续的来去发挥，继续来去祝福我们身边的人。
That we are able to continue this gospel mission that we have at Jubilee Church and be blessings to many around us.
愿你帮助我们，带领我们。
Lord, can you continue to help and guide us?
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.